It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. New Mexico is being sued by single mothers and an advocacy group who claims that the state's child welfare agency is using vague regulations to deny child care assistance to thousands of low-income families. The complaint, filed late Tuesday in state district court, comes as New Mexico is struggling with some of the nation's highest poverty and unemployment rates. The plaintiffs contend that the Children, Youth, and Families Department in the state is illegally denying child care assistance to families with incomes over 150% of the federal poverty level, which amounts to a yearly income of $31,170 for a family of three. They argue that parents with incomes up to 200% of the poverty level are eligible to receive the help. The agency also is accused of not informing families of the right to appeal decisions denying aid. The Children, Youth, and Families Department called the allegations in the lawsuit preposterous. Tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media, a forum with the candidates for New Mexico State Auditor. Here's a preview of the program with Democrat Brian Colon and Republican Wayne Johnson.
The first question is for Brian. Discuss your qualifications and experience for the state auditor position.
Vicki, I have really looked at this position very carefully and really realized that my background and my experience is a perfect match for the Office of State Auditor. I spent 10 years here in Las Cruces, and while I was here, went to New Mexico State University where I got a finance degree, took that finance degree and went back up to Central New Mexico, or went to law school at the University of New Mexico School of Law, and have been practicing law for the last 17 years. We've done mergers, acquisitions, business transactions, financial transactions that are quite complex. And I have been involved in the political landscape for quite some time as well. And so I have a great understanding through my practice of law, the office's subpoena power, and holding people accountable for waste, fraud, and abuse. The background that I have is absolutely a perfect fit for this office with a finance and law degree.
Thank you. Wayne.
Thank you. Thank you for having this forum. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today and all of you out in the viewing audience. You know, my background is really twofold. First of all, it's in small business, where I was actually a media person and worked in news and understand that. And now in government, in almost 8 years at Bernalillo County as a county commissioner. And during that time period, my biggest focus was on transparency. It's the first thing I started to do at Bernalillo County. And right now we have at Bernalillo County one of the toughest and strongest transparency ordinances in the state. As your state auditor, that has been my focus as well. I call myself the state's chief transparency officer. And my job is to get in and shine the light on what your governments are doing and how they're performing, not just on their finances, but also in their performance. And that's why this job is perfect for me going forward. It's been good for the last 10 months, and we've gotten a lot done during that time.
Thank you.
Wayne, we'll begin with you on this question. Does the state auditor make policy? If yes, what?
Absolutely no. We make policy only with regard to the rulemaking authority under the office. That is how we govern and work with the IPAs that do most of the work here in the state of New Mexico. But that's one of the misnomers. Statewide is the office of the state auditor and the auditor himself cannot make policy. We do not do appropriations. Those actions are rightfully set in the Constitution with the legislature and the executive branch and the governor. So if you want policy, that's great. You've got to go through the legislature. You've got to go through your local government. What we do is measure policy. We look at what they're doing and what they're supposed to be doing. And most importantly, what we do is we report back to the governing body and of course the public as well. So no, we do not make policy.
Okay, Brian, your view of this?
Well, I think this office is super important and it doesn't necessarily make policy as its number one function, because its number one function is to fight waste, fraud, and abuse and corruption in New Mexico. But in fact, it does make some small appropriations to make sure that governmental entities have the capacity to put the controls in place and have the audits that are necessary for these small entities so that we can make sure that we're holding them accountable. I will tell you that under State Auditor Tim Keller, he created what he called the Government Accountability Office, because he realized that in fact the auditor's office is in the unique position to actually gather data from all 33 counties, take that data and present it in what he brilliantly called transparency reports. And those transparency reports are then provided to policy leaders, lawmakers and government officials to help them better understand what the implications are of a given change in policy or continuation of a policy. So while we don't make policy directly, we're uniquely positioned to provide that data to our policymakers.
The candidates for New Mexico State Auditor. You can watch the entire forum tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media.